Make an appointment with one of our highly qualified providers to get started on a treatment plan. Always remember, if you are having thoughts of suicide, call 911 or go to the ER for help. You are not in this alone. Thanks for listening. I'm Stephen Gallegos, family nurse practitioner for Valleywide Health Systems. Call 456-2653. That's 456-2653 for an appointment today. Take care and have a great day.
Want to win some money? It's the KTHN and the State Bank 92.1 pounds of cash giveaway. Hey, it's simple. Just guess how much money is in the cash cube without going over, and if your guess is the closest, you win all that money. This week, we're at Red Top Liquor in Fowler. The more guesses you have, the better chance you have of winning. It's the KTHN and the State Bank 92.1 pounds of cash giveaway from your friends at the State Bank and Big Country 92.1.
It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And a good Tuesday morning. Welcome along. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ, News Radio AM 920 KLMR. We are brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and by Golden Plains Insurance. And we're going to be talking about them critters that are buzzing around your garden, your flower bed today, and all that good stuff. And the ones that make the honey that you put in your tea or in your sopapillas or whatever the case might be. We're talking bees today on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Lauren Adams in with us. So we have Corey Kraft in studio two from the Hidden Hive. Listeners here in this area hear Hidden Hive advertising quite a little bit on sports, particularly our high school wrestling coverage. Welcome along, Corey. And we'll be joined here in just a little bit by Joe Camperta. We talked to Joe back here a couple of months ago, he's another bee expert as well.
That's right.
We have dueling bee experts in here today.
So it should be growing together. A pretty sweet show.
Yes, indeed. Lauren, what do you want to start off with? What do you have new over at Arkansas Valley Seeds?
Boy, I tell you, we are cranking over there. We have got some sky water. If you hadn't noticed, everything's greening up, and we've got some thunderstorms that have watered the lawns and the gardens and the fields and the pastures.
It's been great.
So we're gearing up for selling a lot of sorghum sedan grass and getting ready to get the German millet in, and there's tons of products that are, now's the time. It's time to get it in. We've got the moisture. As soon as those fields get ready, let's get that stuff in the ground. So come by and see Tony Davis and myself there at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, or you can give us a call, 719-254-7469. We love to talk to you about your seeds and what you're planning to do, and we can help you get the right seed products to get where you need to go.
All right. You also have a website, too, folks can get on to learn about Ark Valley Seeds and also catch the past podcasts of our programs.
You're absolutely right. And that is at AV Seeds, Arkansas, avseeds.com. And scroll all the way to the bottom, and you'll start clicking right on the podcast. You can check out our past shows there, and tons now of great information. We're building quite the library over the past several months we've been doing.
Good deal. It's really loading up.
But
all right.
Yeah, so for today, we have Corey Kraft with Hidden Hive Honey. Welcome, Corey. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having us on the radio.
Oh, man, we are so glad to talk to you. And we're going to bring Joe in after the first break. And I know you and Joe have had a conversation. You guys kind of got a plan as to how to split things up. Joe's going to cover a little more of the residential urban type applications of bees, and we're going to talk here about some of the rural stuff here. And so what we talk about a lot here is we have an ag community here in the Arkansas Valley, and you're an instrumental part of that. And what is really great is you were just telling me a few minutes ago about a situation where, you know, only a good neighbor would pitch in this way. So tell us that story,
Lauren,
and give us a shout out, would you?
Lauren, thank you. So this weekend on Sunday morning, we had the Temp Creek Rising, and I wanted to thank all farmers first off to start off with. Thank you for being gracious enough to let us put our bees on your properties, as well as to pollinate your orchards or pollinate all your plants and everything else. But Sunday morning, I had a couple farmers calling me, and I wanted to thank Nick Knapp, Nathan Knapp, Matthew Proctor, and Scott Hughes, they saved about 400 of our hives from washing down Temp Creek. It's
teamwork.
That was rising at a significant manner. And my little forklift, I could only do so much, but they brought in big four-wheel drive telehandlers and raised our bees up into higher ground, put it on trailers, got them out of there. And no casualties for the most part. A couple pallets that we couldn't get to because it was too muddy. But thank those guys tremendously. And it's not even something that I called them on. They called me and said, "Hey, we're going to start moving these bees. Is there any problem?" I said, "No, let's get them out of the flood, out of the flood banks, and let's get them protected." So, thanks to those guys as well as all the farmers that are gracious enough to let us put those bees out there.
You bet.
Many people that come into agriculture, they don't they didn't grow up in agriculture, but they want to have a farm or a ranch, and they go ahead and buy a house out in the farm ground and getting away from society and just, but they also have to realize that there's probably going to be honeybees floating around in their yards, and many times, for some reason, honeybees love swimming pools. It's the chlorination in the water or whatever.
Okay.
And we get a lot of nuisance calls where bees are being a nuisance around their house, but at the same time they also have to realize that it is agriculture, and there's you can't dictate where a bee's flying and where it's getting its water from. So appreciate anybody that has any issues with the bees, give us a call. We'll try to get some syrup water or something to distract them and get them away from the swimming pools. But it's going to be a hot, dry summer. We live in southeast Colorado. It's a desert, and that's what we deal with.
And you know, I've heard of people doing that before. You know, I mean, the insects need water too. You know, just like any other kind of animal, any kind of kind of critter, something like that, they have to have water too. And that swimming pool is just a big, you know, that's a big drinking fountain for them. I've heard of people putting up, you know, bird baths, like you said, with a sugar water or syrup water, something like that in it, that will be, more attractive to the bees. And also, I thought I was reading somewhere about that problem you're talking about right there, is certain types of flowers that you can plant away from a swimming pool that are very attractive to bees, that would draw them there and put the water source over there where those flowers are as well. And that'll be like their own little nightclub over there. They're just really going to get into that.
You're correct, Pat. There's lots of ways we can distract the bees. They're opportunistic, like anything else.
If it's the easiest place they can go is where they're going
to
go.
If they have somewhere to go, they're going to go straight to it. And if they can find a lot of easy plants that come back every year and you don't take a lot of water is catmint. Some people call it cat's pajamas, and that's a distractant for the bees. It's so strong and fragrant that they got to go to it.
They love it. Yeah, they love
Russian sage, salvia. Those are some of your plants that come back every year it's early spring stuff. And keep a sprinkler next to them. If there's water on the leaves, the bees will go to that easy water rather than drowning in a swimming pool.
I have an opportunity to plug one of our products, which is our pollinator wildflower mix.
By all means,
thank you. Yeah, come by and talk to us about our pollinator wildflower mix, because it has a mix of flowers that are perennials that are, you know, that mix is made to attract those pollinators to come and do that. So if that's your goal, to attract those to a certain area, like you were saying, that was an excellent idea. Get that patch out there on the other side of your property.
Right.
Get a water source there so that they can have that. And that should attenuate some of those bee problems you might be having.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Corey, I think it was, you know, really interesting too. You mentioned, you know, these guys helping you out, if you will, you know, moving those hides when Tempest Creek started to flood and what have you. Not only were they helping you, but they were helping themselves, because those bees pollinate their crops. They help them in what they are producing.
You bet.
Yeah, and those gentlemen alone, they're some of the largest produce producers here in the valley. The Proctors and the Knapps, they raise the watermelons and cantaloupes and everything, and we've got an ongoing relationship to where we don't necessarily do much monetary exchange. It's total neighbor thing, and we keep each other as friends. I grew up with them. They're damn near family to us, and we keep really close relationships with them, and since we were kids, it's been forever that way, and they realize, and not too many people in this realize what it takes, and they do realize it, and they're very thankful, which I am gracious for the fact that they took care of them for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do know within some of the advertising we've done for you in the past and things like that, we, you know, I've talked about locally grown honey. You have that available for consumers around here and things like that. But you do so much more than that. You do a lot of agricultural placement with your bees, do you not?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we pollinate everything in this valley. There's a few other beekeepers that come into the area, but for the most part, Otero County is we stay in Otero County. We don't. Mm-hmm. We might just edge into Pueblo County and Fowler and stuff, but for the most part, we've pollinated everything from. We even had some guys trying to pollinate the hemp, which obviously is self-pollinated. It mm-hmm. wasn't it,
right,
and they wanted to try to collect some other aspects off of it, but mm-hmm. there's no nectar and very little pollen off of that. But
right.
Cucumbers, watermelons, everything, you know, when the pickle factory was going, we were trying our best to make a higher production for the pickles and in the watermelons and cantaloupes that we all know are mm-hmm. What hold Rocky Ford together as well as the local surrounding communities. But yeah, we between pollinating and producing the sweet nectars, we bottle it up and sell it locally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic. So I wonder if you could tell us just a little bit more about your bee operation and how that benefits the local community as far as the pollinating aspect of that. Now, we talked a little bit about that off mic, about how the community of farmers and, you know, they need that pollination to happen. So I wonder if you can expand a little bit more on how you go about getting those set up on a farm. We mentioned that you'd had stuff out there for about 100 years in some cases.
Most of our locations, our honey locations, are very historical, back at least 100 years. Starting off with as far back as my records can go, into Otis Adcock, he owned the honey farm in Rocky Ford, and then multitudes of beekeepers come through and leasing it and keeping bees alive through the valley. And the Boblitz family, they kept bees through Swink and Rocky Ford and Los Animas, and then the Johnstons moving in the early 70s. That's who I grew up working for in the mid-90s, was the Johnston family, as a high school job. And we've continued to keep all those locations with gracious farmers. I mean, they even if a farmer buys a different piece of property, those bees have sat in those same locations, whether they're abandoned old corrals or wherever it might be, that we've mm-hmm. put those bees for years. Growing up with working for the Johnston family through high school and junior college, and then getting the opportunity to purchase it in 2008, utilizing my parents and their good credit, they helped me purchase it, and with my wife and I's hard labor, we've just made a go for about 13 years now. So. Yeah.
Well, Pat, this seems to be systemic in all of our guests. We've got people that have been just many generations working, and the agriculture industry here in the Arkansas Valley has mm-hmm. Provided a livelihood for families for generation after generation, and it's because of the cooperative relationships. Mm-hmm. I believe that is what is key to the success of these generational agriculture professionals.
Well, Corey mentioned that earlier when we were talking about, you know, the Crefts and the Proctors,
exactly.
The Proctors and Knapps and moving the hives and things. These are people that you've had relationships both personally and professionally your entire life.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've worked around them forever and hopefully forever to come. We all have children coming up in generations, and not everybody's first idea of the Arkansas Valley is, I want to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, unfortunately,
and many
yes,
of us
yes.
have. Many of mm-hmm. us, many of us have left, and it's a vacuum. It brings us right back because it's home, and that's just everybody's familiar. It's mm-hmm. a simplicity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It really is.
I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Corey Kreft with us from a Hidden Hive there in Rocky Ford. You are just on the west side of Rocky Ford, just beyond Highway 71. Before we get into our break right here, let's. What do you have available there for the general public? I mean, just for not somebody who necessarily wants to keep bees. We'll get into that here in a little bit because I know you can help them out. But you've got virtually a honey store there, don't you?
Yeah, we sell everything. We sell the honey, we sell pollen, propolis, Anything that's that's produced by the honeybees, wax. We sell a lot of wax to candle makers and mm-hmm. cosmetics. A lot of people are welcome to come in, bring your own jars. We fill up your own stuff. We have the tap right there. We'll fill up 5 gallon buckets for you if you want. Seriously, we'll fill your glass jars. Mm-hmm. We don't fill glass jars for ourselves, but we have other people bring glass jars, and we'll fill anything you want.
Right.
Bring it in. We sell a lot of local. It's locally captured pollen and propolis. We do sell a lot of bees to hobby
people. New guy
people.
Question. What is propolis?
Propolis is the bee glue. It's the glue that the bees use to glue all their holes shut. It's derived from tree saps.
Yeah.
It's not quite wax. It's a little harder than wax. It's kind of more like a condensed. It's got a lot of healthy aspects to it. People will mix it with alcohol and use it as a tincture or a salve for wounds.
Mm.
As well as we take it and freeze it and shatter it up and put it into capsulated forms for consumption. And the Russians swear by it. They say that it cures cancer.
So wow. Okay.
We've done a lot of work with it. And if you start feeling the flu, we start taking some propolis and it clears you up.
There you go. Corey Krepp from The Hidden Hive. We'll take a quick break right here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. And we'll be getting a hold of who?
Joe Comperta.
And he is with, of course, what's the name of his outfit?
Happy Busy Bees.
Happy Busy Bees. There you go. All right. That'll be coming up next on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR. We are Southeast Colorado wide. You can't get away from us online, too. So don't go away. We are brought to you by Ark Valley Seeds and by Golden Plains Insurance.
Important news from Golden Plains Insurance, covering all of southeastern Colorado. Farmers, now is the time to bind coverage for your corn, as the May 31st deadline is quickly approaching. With higher commodity prices and ever-changing weather conditions, it is more important than ever to take advantage of every discount possible. And this year, bind your corn coverage before May 31st so you can receive a 12% discount. Stop in and see Golden Plains Insurance for all of your crop insurance needs. At Golden Plains Insurance, we are independent and homegrown, just like you.
We are well into spring now, and it's time to get those sorghums, millets, and native warm season grasses in. Tony and I are here to help, with the knowledge and experience to help you select the best products to reach your goals. We also have our signature line of Vitality turf grass seeds for your lawn, our rabbit ear wildflower mixes to attract pollinators, birds, or for just beautiful annual or perennial cut flowers. Whether it's for the farm, the ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, 719-254-7469.
All you know how it is. You wake up in the morning, you get your coffee, you drink it, you feel wonderful, and you want to burst into song. No, that didn't happen to you.
All in this together, once we know where we are, we're all stars, and we've seen that we're all in this together.
Did you guys do High School Musical?
Yes.
I was going to say, I thought you did Upper La Honda, didn't you?
See, she does that much better than me.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
I was just the mom that queued up the DVR on that, because my Hannah, who, by the way, is the same age as this Hannah.
As that Hannah, yeah.
Ish. Enjoyed that.
KBLJ Awesome News intern Hannah Smith helping us out with that. This only happens on your local hometown station. Mornings, TTO, this, that, and the other, just after 8 o'clock. Join me and Pat McGee on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ.
Back on a Tuesday, Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. Lauren Adams from Ark Valley Seeds with us. We do have Corey Krepp from The Hidden Hive in Rocky Ford. And joining us on the telephone, Joe Comperta from, what'd you call that, Happy Busy Bees? Or what was it?
That's the name of his organization.
There you go. Hey, Joe, welcome along with us here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds.
Howdy, Pat, and all listeners.
Yes, indeed. Hey, things are a little bit different. We have Corey here talking about country bees, we'll put it that way.
Commercial industry.
Joe, you're talking more about the urban end of things, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, Joe, bring us up to date on what you guys are doing locally in the city centers up there.
Well, you know, the thing about beekeeping is there's two distinct groups of beekeepers that both work together for the betterment of the bees and the betterment of the environment and the planet and agriculture and everything else. And that's the commercial beekeepers, but there's also the urban beekeepers. And I represent the urban beekeepers being up on the Front Range near Denver. Yeah. And Corey, of course, is a commercial beekeeper with, what, something like 3,000, 3,500 hives, Corey?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're sitting around 3,300 right now.
So, you know, both groups of beekeepers are very important to the overall health and welfare of bees. And hopefully most of your listeners understand and know that without the pollinators, especially the bees making up one of the greatest percentages of the pollinators, about one-third of the food that we eat wouldn't be available. And it's mainly the colorful food that we love to eat, like apples, pears, oranges, strawberries, blueberries, cranberries, and even things like cauliflower, melons, watermelon, broccoli. And, you know, bees even are responsible for us having chocolate milk. And people don't understand that, but when we think of the circle of life, the bees pollinate alfalfa and other crops that the cows eat. Mm-hmm. The cows then give us the milk, and that's how we can have things like chocolate milk and hamburgers.
Now, speaking of milk, I love almond milk. I don't drink cow's milk, but I understand you just got back from taking care of some pollination for some almond growers.
We did. We just brought all the bees back from California. We go out there in the wintertime and... Their pollination season for the almonds is through the month of February into the beginning of March. Without the bees, you wouldn't have almonds. The almonds are 100% dependent on a pollinator.
Yeah.
And the only quote unquote domesticated pollinator is honeybees. They've tried aerial application of pollen. They've tried ground rig application. They just can't compare it to pollination by the honeybees. So we send them out there and we pollinate the almond orchards and we don't chase any citrus or anything. We try to get back here and try to make our local honey here. We don't produce any honey over there. We actually feed a tremendous amount of corn syrup to them to keep them thriving.
Oh, I see. So the purpose there isn't to gather the pollen so that they can create honey.
It's 100% pollination.
Okay.
How do you transport a bunch of bees for that? I mean, it's a little different than loading horses or cattle onto a trailer or something.
I wouldn't want to follow you on a motorcycle.
It's a different situation. We all the bees come home at night. They go back to their hives at night. So we load we're like vampires. We work at night.
Mm-hmm.
Load up the semi-loads and flatbeds, just like they'd haul hay on. And instead of a hay tarp, they throw a net over the top of them. And I got a good trucking company out of Canyon City, J&D Enterprises. They haul all our bees for us. They do a great job. Highly insured, really nice trucks. There's nobody's breaking down. It's very fortunate.
Good. Right, again, good relationships are what we need to keep things going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Joe, when you are doing the work you do a lot of, I know you do some speaking events and you do some advising and things like that. What do you recommend to an urban household that's curious about maybe entering into the hobby of beekeeping?
Well, you know, there are a lot of people out there that want to get into the hobby. There's a big movement nowadays, of course, and I think COVID, be at home, actually increased this.
Yeah.
And that is the sustainable efforts that a lot of people in urban areas are making, things like chickens and, you know, raising their own vegetable gardens. And bees is another part of that sustainable trend and movement. And, of course, you know, having a beehive in an urban area isn't going to help the number of bees that Corey and other commercial beekeepers have. But the having bees in an urban area can be an indicator of how well the environment's doing. And if the bees can survive in the urban areas off the vegetable gardens, flowers, plants in the cities and things in the city parks and things like that, we know we're probably doing something good for the environment as opposed to harming it. So one of the best ways that urban folks can be cognizant and helping the bees is to use less pesticides, or at least use them with better knowledge of what they're doing, because there's a lot of indiscriminate pesticide use in urban areas, whereas our agricultural folks, they know how to use those things, and they are the ones who should be doing that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe allowing a couple more weeds in your garden or in your yard is a great thing that an urban person can do to start helping the bees. And then after that, they can even do things like becoming a hive host, where a beekeeper puts a hive on their property, and therefore it increases the bees for pollinating vegetable gardens and flowers and things like that. And last but not least, of course, they can become a fully functional beekeeper and actually keep bees in their own backyard. And it only takes a small space. A small urban backyard is usually fine for a hive or two.
So I don't know that, my wife is actually here with us today, and she is deathly afraid of bees. And if our neighbor put up a beehive, she'd probably have a little bit of a conversation.
Well, you know, she really shouldn't feel that way. And I know that people do have the heebie-jeebies when it comes to bees, because bees do sting.
And there can be allergies, yeah.
What's that?
Say, there can be allergies, too, I understand.
No.
Well, you know, the thing about it is less than 0.1% of the population is allergic to bees. But, you know, if you are allergic, that is definitely something to see a doctor about and get an EpiPen. But most people are not allergic. They just swell when they get stung, which is the same reaction you'd get if you were bitten by a spider or bitten by an ant or even stung by a wasp, hornet, or yellow jacket. Mm-hmm. That is a normal
reaction. I guess my question, Joe, is if your neighbor has a beehive, are you going to be more likely to be stung by a bee, or is it just pretty much the same likelihood as if they were living in their own hive somewhere?
It actually is very unlikely, because the bee's sole purpose is to go to flowers, pick up nectar, and bring it back to the hive. And they are a very communal animal. And if they're not bringing back something for the hive, they're not doing their job.
Right.
And if they sting you, they die. So they don't want to sting you. And only if you're threatening them by swatting at them might they decide to sting you. So you can live in complete harmony with the bees that are going around to the flowers in your garden. They're not going to bother you. They're focused on getting nectar.
Yep, I do it all the time when I'm out working in my garden. There's bees flying around. I have no qualms about being out there with them, because I know that they're going to leave me alone.
It's all mind over matter. If you don't mind, then they don't matter.
That's it. That's
so
it.
There's that. Now, we talked just a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about swarming. Bees swarm. And I guess that's something that there's a lot of stuff going on this time of year in spring. Gentlemen, what do you do if I look in my backyard and I have a bunch of bees in my tree?
Joe, I'll let you go ahead and fire on that one.
Well, so a swarm is a natural reproductive activity of bees. What the bees actually do is take the queen, and half the bees will leave the hive to find a new nest. And what they do is, while they're looking for a new place to nest, hopefully a hollow tree, they'll land on a bush or a tree and kind of congregate there until they could find that new home. Now, there is actually a statewide swarm hotline that you can call, and it's 1-844-SPY-BEES. Again, that's 1-844-SPY-BEES. And if you call that number, you get connected to a swarm dispatcher who usually has a beekeeper out to your location in 30 to 40 minutes to rescue that swarm so they won't cause a panic. Although there again, swarms are very docile and calm, and they usually don't bother people.
Yeah, that's a good point. They're usually docile. They don't have a whole lot to protect. They're not protecting any comb or anything at that point. They're probably one of the most docile critters on the planet is a swarm.
So they're pretty easy to collect then. Now, what do you do with them after you pick them up? Do you take them and just put them in a box and start have them produce honey for you? How does that work? What do you do?
Personally, if they're hanging on a tree branch, we will go shake them into a box and remove them as quickly as possible. Obviously, we're commercial, and we're trying to keep a lot of other hives alive, but at the same rate, if it's somebody's birthday party and they got a swarm in the backyard, we will drop what we're doing and we'll go take care of that situation, just to keep the bad name of the bee from transpiring into more. Just get them out of the way, have a birthday party, whatever, have a good time.
You got to protect that good reputation.
Yep, just keep the bees away so people aren't getting too antsy about them. And you know, like Joe was talking earlier, the bees aren't out there to kill you. They're not a rattlesnake. Even rattlesnakes you can avoid. You don't have to swat at bees and just... Mm-hmm. Even if you're in a swimming pool and they're buzzing around your head, they're going to bounce off your head possibly a couple times, but they're not there to sting you. They're there to get a drink of water and go back to their hives. Mm-hmm. The swarms are very simple to deal with. If you don't want to be around them, walk away from them.
Mm-hmm. Just stay away. And you know, it's like you said about is the rattlesnake necessarily out there to kill you? It would just as soon avoid you as much as you would avoid it.
Right.
For the most part. Mm-hmm. They do attack. They do sting when they feel threatened. And I think you mentioned it right there, Corey, is that they're interested if they feel threatened. They're looking at protecting the hive. They're looking at protecting the queen. They're looking at protecting the life of the entire colony of bees.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah. Joe, I wanted to ask you, urban honey production on hives? Are you talking a 5-gallon bucket, or what? How's that work out for you guys?
Well, you know, mostly in my hives, I usually get about 30 to 40 pounds of honey per hive that's producing. Although I was talking to a gentleman the other day who had a swarm, his own hive swarmed. He said out of two hives last year, he got 168 pounds of honey, over 80 pounds of honey per hive. I think that's on the high side for an urban beekeeper, but more power to them. I usually get about 35 to 40 pounds.
That's about where our commercial production is down here in the lower Arkansas Valley. We used to be sitting around 90 to 100 pounds a hive up until about 6-7 years ago. A lot of guys started planting more of the Roundup Ready alfalfa. That Roundup Ready alfalfa has been detrimental to our honey crop. It's only produces about a third of the nectar available to the plant or to the bees, and I like to talk to other farmers about it too. But if you can avoid the Roundup Ready, it would help sustain the local bees.
Well, let me ask you this, Corey: if a person, you know, they've got a reason for wanting to do that Roundup Ready because they have a lot of weed pressure, and I can understand them wanting to consider that. But I don't think anybody's out there saying, I don't care about the bees, because they do. So I wonder if a person is going to plant a field of Roundup Ready alfalfa, could they attenuate that issue with the bee population by putting some pollinator flowers out or something that's going to be able to provide a nutrition source for the bees too?
That's definitely a good point, Lauren. If they're going to go ahead and do the Roundup Ready alfalfa, there's no animosities. I mean, that's just a better, easier farming. Everybody's hyperactive farming right now. Everybody's going to produce the highest quality, the highest quantities, everything else. If you got some old corrals that are just collecting weeds that are just a fire hazard anyways, go get some your pollinator seed from the rabbit ear seed and dump it out there and let some good weeds grow instead of letting the seriously, everybody's in a super farmer mode and they spray every weed in every ditch, and Joe hit on that earlier. Let a couple weeds grow, let some dandelions grow. It's going to help your pollinators out. With the Roundup Ready alfalfa, I'm against it, but farmers absolutely can benefit from it. But at the same time, our grandfathers had really good farming practices to where they knew how to grow alfalfa at certain times of year without it growing weeds. You know, put oats over the top of it to suffocate the weeds, or however it works out. But there was many old farming practices that didn't necessitate having to spray Roundup on every square inch of their ground.
Well, you're keying right into June, which is Soil Health Month, and we're going to have Eric Tucker in here. He's a soil health enthusiast, and he's going to be co-hosting that for the month.
Yep.
And we're going to talk a lot about that very thing. But back to the topic.
We got to take a break right now, though. We've got to take our break. We're running a little bit late right here. That's right. We'll be right back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ, News Radio AM 920 KLMR. We do have with us Joe Camperda and Corey Kreft, a couple of bee experts. We're going to be talking more about bees coming up. And for Joe's benefit on the phone, we'll be back after this 4-minute break, so don't go away. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds.
Important news from Golden Plains Insurance, covering all of southeastern Colorado. Farmers, now is the time to bind coverage for your corn as the May 31st deadline is quickly approaching. With higher commodity prices and ever-changing weather conditions, it is more important than ever to take advantage of every discount possible. And this year, bind your corn coverage before May 31st so you can receive a 12% discount. Stop in and see Golden Plains Insurance for all of your crop insurance needs. At Golden Plains Insurance, we are independent and homegrown just like you.
We are well into spring now, and it's time to get those sorghums, millets, and native worm season grasses in. Tony and I are here to help, with the knowledge and experience to help you select the best products to reach your goals. We also have our signature line of Vitality turf grass seeds for your lawn, our rabbit ear wildflower mixes to attract pollinators, birds, or for just beautiful annual or perennial cut flowers. Whether it's for the farm, the ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, 719-254-7469.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag weather impacts. Well, rainfall over the weekend and Monday varied widely across southeast Colorado, parts of central Otero, eastern Crowley, and northern Bent, and the extreme eastern portion of Prowers County got 1 to 2 inches, while southeast Otero was left short with less than a quarter inch. Hail occurred near Holly and Las Animas and north of Ordway. Look for a drier pattern to develop for today into Saturday before the next front gives a good chance for rain late Saturday into Sunday. Early indications are that this weekend's rainfall will be a third to two-thirds of an inch, with the heavier amounts across Prowers and eastern Bent counties. So some delays are possible for late corn and milo planting, and also early hay harvest. Soil temperatures at the 2-inch depth average from the mid-60s at La Junta to the lower 70s near Lamar. Soil temperatures will likely show little change over the next week, so good germination and early development of most crops can be expected. Crop water use the next 7 days will average around 2 inches for wheat and alfalfa, while lawns and fruit trees will use an inch and a half, and corn and sugar beets need around 3/4 of an inch. Some of this moisture will be supplied by rainfall, and these values are close to normal for late May. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag weather impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Stephen Gagos, family nurse practitioner for Valleywide Health Systems down in Los Animas. I wanted to take a minute today and talk about teenage depression. If you are a teenager and struggling with depression, there is help. Make an appointment with one of our highly qualified providers to get started on a treatment plan. Always remember, if you are having thoughts of suicide, call 911 or go to the ER for help. You are not in this alone. Thanks for listening. I'm Stephen Gagos, family nurse practitioner for Valleywide Health Systems. Call 456-2653. That's 456-2653 for an appointment today. Take care and have a great day.
Want to win some money? It's the KTHN and the State Bank 92.1 pounds of cash giveaway. Hey, it's simple. Just guess how much money is in the cash cube without going over, and if your guess is the closest, you win all that money. This week, we're at Red Top Liquor in Fowler. The more guesses you have, the better chance you have of winning. It's the KTHN and the State Bank 92.1 pounds of cash giveaway from your friends at the State Bank and Big Country 92.1.
Welcome back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. Lauren Adams in with us from Arkansas Valley Seeds. Bee experts Corey Kreft and Joe Comperto with us as well. Lauren, take it away.
Hey, thanks a lot. Now, gentlemen, I am so grateful for you guys to be here because I'm learning a bunch and I hope that our listeners are too. One of the things that we talked a little bit about, and I want to, you know, if I want to get into beekeeping, if I'm interested in it, in talking to both of you, you both have said the same thing to me, and you both have said, do your homework. Do a little research first. Read up on this and gain some knowledge prior to getting into it. Because while the people that provide the products, like the beehives and the bees and the things that you need to get started, And those folks are there and they're available to provide you with information and to help you along because they do want you to succeed. But on the other hand, you probably really need to get a little bit of education and do some research first. Is that what they, and I'd like for both of you to kind of elaborate on that.
Joe, you go ahead and take some of that.
So sure, the best way to start out is by contacting the Colorado State Beekeeping Association. Been around since around 1800s, the late 1800s, and it's dedicated to helping beekeeping throughout the state. Whether you're a hobbyist or a commercial beekeeper, Colorado State Beekeeping Association at coloradobeekeepers.org. They list local clubs, they list resources, educational programs, everything you'd want to look up to start your beekeeping journey.
Awesome. Well, how can somebody get a hold of you directly, Joe? Can you get your contact information out there? And what do you do specifically that folks would want to get a hold of you?
Well, I teach online classes, mainly due to COVID these days, but it looks like people like online classes, so I'll continue to do that. I also teach in-person classes now that things are loosening up.
Good.
And I teach a basic beekeeping class aimed at the average Joe beekeeper because, you know, beekeepers aren't dummies or idiots. They're average Joe folks just like me. And my website is happybusybees.com, and I publish a weekly tip and hint for beekeepers, especially the hobbyists, to learn a little bit more about bees. And then you can also find out about my classes and other articles that I write for national journals and things like that.
Right. Joe, there might be a time to hit on it's not like we're on the radio every day, but I think you could probably hit with some of our local hobby people on how to maybe properly prepare them for winter. Everybody loses their bees and they come back, and I do like the repeat business and I do like selling bees, but if there's some information, even though we're in the middle of summer, I'd like you to hit maybe on something in the fall where people could learn from getting bees ready for winter.
Good.
So the biggest thing about getting bees ready for winter is controlling Varroa mites all year long. And so the hobbyist beekeepers, they need to be checking for their Varroa mite levels from the months of April to October and taking the proper actions to treat their bees so they can get rid of Varroa mites, which is kind of a scourge to beekeepers here in the United States and Europe nowadays. So if they take care of the Varroa mites, normally the bees can take care of everything else. But if they don't have a lot of stored honey for the winter, beekeepers can feed sugar syrup or corn syrup and other type of supplements in the fall so the bees can build up a good amount of honey to make it through the winter, because they use that honey to shiver their muscles and keep the hive warm all throughout the winter.
Okay.
Do you have any tricks on wraps or shelters for winter for them?
Well, you know, I try to put up some windbreaks if the hives are in the open. A lot of people will use hay bales. Sometimes they'll put their hives in a location so that the north winds are blocked, so that the bees have a little bit better chance of not getting as cold. But the bees are pretty resilient, and on their own, they've figured out how to keep warm. And what we do is mainly things to make ourselves feel better that we're helping the bees.
All right, very good. Joe, let's have your website real quick before we have to bail out of here.
Sure, it's happybusybees, just as it sounds, .com.
All right, check that out. And, of course, we'll get Corey's contact information here in just a moment. Our final break real quick. We'll be right back to wrap it up and say have a good week. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ, brought to you by Ark Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance.
We are well into spring now, and it's time to get those sorghums, millets, and native worm season grasses in. Tony and I are here to help, with the knowledge and experience to help you select the best products to reach your goals. We also have our signature line of Vitality turf grass seeds for your lawn, our rabbit ear wildflower mixes to attract pollinators, birds, or for just beautiful annual or perennial cut flowers. Whether it's for the farm, the ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, 719-254-7469.
Golden Plains Insurance would like to help you take the guesswork out of what your calves or cattle will bring. Livestock Risk Protection provides the protection against declining livestock prices if the price drops below the producer's selected coverage price. And a producer with an ownership share in eligible livestock will qualify for this coverage. Livestock Risk Protection is priced and available for sale continuously throughout the year. For more information, call 336-8292 Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future. Thanks again to Joe Comperta and Corey Kreft. Right. And I know you'll get your information up there on the website, too, to contact these
folks.
Right.
That's
we'll right.
Sure do it.
All right. So that's all the time we have today. Corey, thank you so much. Joe, thank you as well. Lauren, folks need to get over and see you at Arkansas Valley Seeds in Rocky Ford. Right.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, that'll do it for today. Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance have been our sponsors here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. News at Noon's coming up next on both KBLJ and KLMR. Joe, thanks so much.